It's quite a sobering scene here to see a F3 tornado in the middle of a suburban neighborhood, houses leveled to the ground. Luckily, no significant injuries here in South St. Louis County.
Governor, let's talk a little bit about, and I want to talk about the emergency declaration, those sort of things. But first, you have been in Sunset Hills. You observed some of the damage there. Just tell us what you have observed, what you've seen as you've toured the devastation.
Well, the first thing we did was sit down with all the emergency responders and local officials here to go through what their needs were, to make sure that the local law enforcement, local fire, local emergency folks, and the faith-based community that helps the Salvation Army here and others helps us have the resources they need to deal with this challenge. Then we went over to a neighborhood where homes were literally flattened. I was chance to talk to a young family who had to hide in the basement in a little cubby hole as the entire house was taken over and blown away. A 9-month-old baby they held between this young couple, and they clearly would have been seriously injured if not killed, but for their smart action in following advice and getting into the basement.
That's one of the things that interested me. We had death, of course, in Arkansas, and then 3 dead in Missouri because of this tornado. In talking with the people you've been able to talk to in law enforcement, why were they able to avoid the deaths in the St. Louis area when it hit there?
Well, we picked up a 4th death this morning, one of the people that was injured severely. So we have 2 in Dent County and 2 in Phelps County. So we're up to 4 now in Missouri. But I think that the early warning system, the getting in the basement, all of that sort of stuff helped. You have areas like this that have the sirens as well as news. All of that made a real difference. Still a lot of folks out of power, but that's moving up very, very quickly. At one point, there were 8,000 folks out of power. That's down to about 300 in this region now. The bottom line is I think that the warning systems worked, and people should very seriously, if they hear those sirens or hear notices of things coming, get to the basement.
Governor, you made a declaration, emergency declaration. Tell us about that, what it encompasses, and what it triggers.
We had already, about 11:50 the night before, we had the first significant action down in Table Rock. And then as we saw these move forward, we moved the SEMA operation up to level 2. I formally declared that emergency early yesterday afternoon. What that does is formally put us in cooperative workings with all of the locals, and also begins the process as we're working on to look at what the damage is so that we can file the necessary requests with FEMA and others to get reimbursement where appropriate.
Have you been able to talk with federal officials at all?
At this point, we're still making sure. This is a pretty fast-moving thing. Yesterday, for example, in the afternoon, we had to call up Task Force 1 out of Columbia to relook at some houses to make sure there were no folks in them down south. We're still working on getting power back and the other things. We'll bring our assessment teams in over the next week to 10 days to get those assessments done. But, no, I have not had any direct contact with the federal folks. We're dealing with first responders in the Show Me State right now to make sure that people in Missouri are taken care of.
In talking with those you have been able to talk to today, any mention of the unusual nature of this storm, the fact that it came in late December? We're used to storms in Missouri, but we're not used to them at the end of a year.
This was a storm that was surprising in its timing, obviously, the last day of the year, but also in the speed with which it was moving. On the ground, it was moving up to 65 miles an hour. So you had a situation where the weather system developed on the ground extremely quickly, and that's why the early warning is so important. So people were surprised and startled that it went from a little bit of rain to a lot of F3 tornado in just a few short minutes.
What's next? What do you want to see the state do to adequately respond to this? What do you hope can be done to those trying to recover?
Well, first of all, we're working with the National Guard today to get eyes on the other sites in the state. We'll travel from here down south today, kind of retracing the path of the tornado, making sure that, and then we will get a briefing down at Troop I in Rolla in the middle of the afternoon, an update on whether there's any other injuries. Also with the locals, we'll be checking in as to what their needs are. So at this particular point, what we're going to do is get those assessments, make sure people are safe. It's cold out there. We had a number of folks staying in hotels last night, had shelters up for food, working to make sure that folks are safe yet again tonight that are displaced because of the loss or the of their homes or the unusable nature of the homes that they live in.
Governor, one last thing, and then I'll let you go. You were briefed, of course, on the destruction and what was out there, but how did actually observing it, what did you see in observing that maybe you didn't know about in just being briefed about it?
Well, when you look in the eyes of a young couple who ran down to the basement and hid in a cubbyhole and the house is completely removed above them, it brings a real seriousness to these, what the damage that these quick-moving tornadoes can do in our state. And at the same time, when you're there literally, you know, 8 to 12 hours later, and you already see crews cleaning up, you see the rule of law, you see a situation in which you don't have looting, you have Missourians helping Missourians. It's important to be here. It's important to show them that we stand ready to back up these local officials when necessary. And while this is a challenging time for our state, it really does, these tough times show the character of Missourians.
Governor Nixon, thank you very much for taking some time and talking with us.
Thanks, Brent.